From Tidbits on July 4th, 2011, this is Extra Bits, written by Tidbits staff. Enjoying live summer music doesn't mean you have to worry about parking or crowds, with the iTunes Music Festival streaming live during July. Also this week, we have links to details about Thunderbolt cables and answers from Apple about Final Cut Pro 10, along with notice that those in Chicago can come listen to Adam talk about Lion and iCloud on July 6th. iTunes Music Festival streaming live this month. 61 artists are performing at the iTunes Music Festival in London for the rest of July, and Apple is streaming those performances live all month. You can watch the performances either in the iTunes Store via iTunes on your computer, or the free iTunes Festival London 2011 app, which is designed for iPhone, iPod Touch, and iPad. If you watch it on an iOS device, you can use AirPlay to stream it to an Apple TV 2 to see it on the big screen. Initial Thunderbolt cables to cost $49 from Apple. Thunderbolt has been largely theoretical so far, but with the first peripherals lining up for release in the near future, this Ars Technica article is a particularly interesting read. It claims that, at least at first, Thunderbolt peripherals won't ship with the necessary cables, and users will have to buy Thunderbolt cables from Apple for $49 for a 2-meter cable. At some point, other manufacturers will undoubtedly start manufacturing Thunderbolt cables, which will likely drive the price down, but it's unclear how long that will take. Join Adam Engst on July 6th at the Chicago Apple User Group. If you're near Chicago on July 6th, come to the Chicago Apple User Group, where Tibbetts publisher Adam Engst will be speaking about Lion and iCloud and taking any and all questions from the audience. Apple answers Final Cut Pro 10 questions. Apple has responded to concerns about Final Cut Pro 10, the rewritten version of Final Cut Pro that lacks several professional features found in Final Cut Pro 7. Most of the answers can be summed up as, "Not yet, but it will," concerning multi-camera editing, assigning audio tracks, support for some video formats like RED, and export to XML, OMF, AAF, and EDLs. Apple also notes that plugin developers need to update their wares to be 64-bit compatible before they will work within Final Cut, and that volume license purchasing will be available soon. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Dolly Drive, and Econ Technologies. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tibbetts.com. I'm Adam Engst. Thanks for listening, and hope everyone had a great 4th of July holiday.